concept of having to take a test and I may fail and I may get embarrassed, okay? So the way I've always looked at it is that testing is testing that we have all of the forms and procedures in place. And if we don't, we need to get them in place. So it's a thumbs up, thumbs down, for sure. But given that we have them, then we exercise, like going to 24-hour fitness, we exercise to get in better shape in our roles. And there is no pass-fail if you're exercising, with one exception. If you don't learn a thing, then I suggest that we failed exercising. Now with that, it says document the same, the current status of e-com is documenting the same mistakes year after year in after action reports, and not implementing an after action improvement plan. Now, one of your handouts tonight deals with the Golden Guardian critique, the exercise we had earlier in the year. When was Golden Guardian?
May 19th.
May. It was in May. Please. Okay. I sent this out to everybody after that exercise. And admittedly, it toots our horn about how much we did. Okay, and maybe I was patting myself on the back a little bit with that email. But what's wrong with it?
That's it.
What is it?
No improvement plan.
No improvement plan.
This constitutes the AA, the extra action report, but there's no improvement plan.
Yeah. There's no improvement plan. Does it highlight what we did right or wrong?
Yeah. What's B, A, and B?
I don't remember off the top.
B's are zeros. No,
yeah.
The B part was the ground.
Oh, the A part was the repeaters. The B part was simplex, and the C part we didn't participate in, which was ATV and slow scan TV. So while we tooted our horn, or maybe I tooted my horn with that form, number one, it didn't highlight what we did wrong that we need to improve on, and I need your help right now. For those who were in that drill, while we had fun doing it, what went wrong? Can you remember what went wrong so that I know how to do a better job for October 6th? One thing that comes to mind that went wrong was that we simulated the Mission Viejo EOC being relocated at an alternate location, and it was out on the patio. And as I recall, one of the things that occurred was because we were right below the antennas for the city hall, our folks with their HTs couldn't be heard on simplex. Okay, wasn't that the problem? Because Joe was out there. One of our members was out there wandering around in the patio trying to find the sweet spot so that he could be heard.
Why was the building blocking us? So you don't get the antenna.
Yeah, well, yeah, we were right below it, and there wasn't enough of an angle out. For example, if I had set it up so that we were standing over by the library, I bet you it would have worked better. I'm not sure, or out in the parking lot. If we had gone out in the parking lot, I would think it would have worked better. What else, besides that, what else can we improve on this next time around? Nobody remember what else?
I wasn't there, so I don't know.
Well, I think one thing was that when we changed jobs, when we rotated jobs, we did that all
time out.
And
I got to pick this up. Hello? Yeah, what's up? Yes. Turn everything off. Okay. Oh, okay. Put it into fan mode. Just put it into fan mode. Bye. Air conditioning died? That's wonderful. Okay. Sorry for the delay. Okay. Another thing that we learned. Let's see, I had it. One was the sweet spots. Oh, another thing was, remember we had 20-minute shifts where we rotated positions every 20 minutes. Right during one of the shift changes we had during Golden Guardian is precisely when, I can't remember who was on the round robin trying to get a hold of us.
Says there, Irvine.
Irvine.
Irvine during a
change. Okay, Irvine, okay. Irvine tried to get a hold of us, and because we were doing shift change, nobody answered.
Nobody was listening.
Nobody was on the radio. And the lesson learned there was that we don't vacate a position until the operator who's going to take it is in place. Okay, so those are the two things that come to my mind, lesson learned.
That says you've got to have a floater.
Got to have a floater, or at least if from an exercise design perspective, I've got to get the person who's going to be the replacement moving into the EOC, say they were out in the field, moving into the EOC and be there before I say to the person who's sitting at the radio, okay, now you can go out to the field.
Well, it should change it to be consecutive, or sequential, not concurrent.
That's another way of doing it, yeah. So actually, the way I set it up was everything stopped. We did a shift change. And then we started it up for another 20 minutes, and then everything stopped, and then we started up again. So those are two lessons learned. If you can think of anything else that went haywire, please send me an email as I'm thinking about how to make October 6th SET work.
In fact, to reiterate what Al just said, you have to have a floater because you can't do it sequentially without having one extra person.
Right. Yeah. One of our catch-22s was body count.
It's always a catch-22.
And it's going to be particularly true, I think, this time around because we're already down three. We had 10 people the last for Golden Guardian. We're already down three. Okay. So that's seven. It takes five to man the EOC. So anybody who's thinking about being a part of that exercise, on tape, please RSVP. Okay, moving on to slide 46. The current status of ECOM has no requirement regarding defensive driving mandates with the vehicle inspection. Exercises simulating real disaster conditions. seldom, if ever, solicits or includes non-members or SUVs. Now, along that line, I pulled something. Where did I put it? It is here. I pulled something off of Wayne's website just before I came over here, because I couldn't remember how he differentiated between SUVs versus convergent volunteers, or what?
They're the same.
Well, they're basically the same. I think the official term in the fire services is convergent volunteer.
Right. It was more politically correct.
Yeah. It was more politically correct versus the SUV. But one of the things that said here, lessons learned. This was off of his website. Lessons learned. Plan for limited member availability. And he says on the website, provide all required documentation for all members. Make sure each knows how to use it based on practice sessions that are reviewed and evaluated in advance by local emergency management members or volunteer coordinators. So given that, what is your organization's plan for SUVs? He says, what's an SUV, you say? If you don't know, this is one focus area where you can take the lead and fill the need with a proactive discussion with your local volunteer organizations or coordinators. An SUV is a spontaneous, untrained volunteer. Insert uneducated or uninformed, if you prefer. Perhaps better known as convergent volunteers. These are the folks who begin to show up without an invitation after a disaster happens because they want to help or be a part of the solution. And then he goes on to talk about how many local groups, and I think of SORA when I'm reading this, how many groups we have umpteen people who want to volunteer. Do we have a place? Now, Charlie, you utilize them heavily at 4th of July. Okay, so you've given this some thought and have a procedure, but maybe we all need to talk about it more.
I think one of Wayne's analogies was stage them in position. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, stage them in the appropriate position.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
There are a couple other things that I remember Wayne mentioning, is to find out if they're, in a sense, qualified to operate their own radio, have them do the FTOM drill. If they can't do that, then they're not very useful as a radio operator at all. But the second thing is, let's say if you have a person that can't operate the radio efficiently, they can still be an observer with a field radio operator. You know, they can always help some way. It's just they're obviously not the key person in any one position.
Right. They could help maintain the tapes at 4th of July to keep the people away from the pyrotechs.
You know, even at the EOC, you have a person who's not even a ham, could be a message runner between the radio room and in the main EOC office.
Yeah, exactly. So those are good examples. So given that, and we'll see it in the next course, remember the one-third, one-third, one-third rule? One-third of all volunteers, on average, are not available for whatever reason. One-third don't show up. I think that's the way you said.
It was one-third show up, one-third are victims, and the other third are not available,
Or unavailable. One-third is available. So basically, two-thirds are not available for us. Okay, if this is our group, okay, We got about, what, three people we could...